Victor, look back 2 weeks ago in that stretch run with Firing Line. What did American Pharoah show you in that tough battle?
Big car. He showed me he can do it. I learned a lot that he can, you know, he can nominate the ones in front of him, and it's all about talent, you know, and confidence.
Let's fast forward to today, and you drew the one hole. What does that mean? Does it change your strategy? How does that set up for you? What's your game plan?
I really don't have a game plan, but it definitely changed the game. You know, it changed the plans how to be than the outside. And the one hole is just a little bit different. But I look at it this way. If the American Pharoah, if it is the way I think he is, then I don't think he should have any problem to be in any position or even in the one hole. You know, if he has a problem in the one hole today, then we'll be in trouble. But no, I have a confidence in him.
It's deja vu all over again for you, of course, with last year's fan favorite, California Chrome. You're in the same position this year. Can you compare the two horses and what you feel like your chances are relative to where you were in this situation last year?
You know what? It's different. It's kind of hard to compare the California Chrome and American Pharoah, the two different horses. I've been riding a lot of amazing horses, and I never really compare all the horses to which one is better or which one have better talent. I believe that all of them, they're amazing, and they have like awesome talent. And that's how I look at it. It's kind of hard for me, but I believe they're both amazing horses.
Victor, you're no stranger to big game day type of race situations. How do you handle things mentally with the stress and the pressures of people constantly wanting to get answers from you as to how you're coming into a race and whether or not you're going to perform well with a certain race? How do you deal with that?
It's not easy, but I stay focused on my job, which is the most important thing is just to be ready for the race and perform up there, you know, the way everybody expect, and I know it's hard to get all the attention for everybody, but you know what? The most important thing for me is just, you know, be focused on the race.
Are you able to sort of step back and reflect on the significance of being in a situation like this and actually enjoy yourself and kind of step away from it all?
It's not easy, but it's fun. You know, it's being in this situation right now, back to back, is great, and it is good position to be, like probably like anybody, any other jockey, there is their dreams. And for me, it was not my dream to be in this position. That was my goals, and I always have goals in life. And you know what, sometimes I reach my goals, it takes a long time, huh? But it, in the long way, it kind of, you know, I went through. So for that, I just, you know, enjoy myself, and I hopefully everything goes well.